The Imperativeness of the New Birth by Arthur Pink. You must be born again. John 3, verse 7. The imperativeness of the new birth is evident from the fact that man is a fallen creature. Originally, he was made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 1, verse 26. Fitted to enjoy fellowship with him. But upon his apostasy, he was alienated from his Maker, became unsuited unto the Holy One, and fled from him. The natural man is totally depraved, a slave of Satan, dead in sin. And therefore, it is no marvel that he needs to be born again. He is devoid of any love to God, any delight in him, any relish for heavenly things, any ability to perform spiritual acts. A miracle of grace, then, must be wrought upon him before he is qualified to enter the Father's house. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. For those who have been made fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Colossians 1, verse 12. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 14. An unregenerated person would be entirely out of harmony with the ineffable purity of the celestial courts, and could no more enjoy their company and activities than could a deaf man enjoy an oratorio, or a blind man enjoy the beauties of an exquisite sunset. A spiritual kingdom requires a spiritual nature, and in order to the acquisition of that, the natural man must be regenerated, divinely regenerated, for the creature can no more quicken himself than he could give himself a natural being. Regeneration is no mere outward reformation, process of education, or even religious cultivation. No, it consists of a radical change of heart and transformation of character. The communication of a gracious and holy principle, producing new desires, new capacities, and a new life. Then, do not marvel that in order thereto, a man must be born from above.